Fewer fires but more acreage burned in California so far in 2024. Surrounded by CAL FIRE helicopters and airplanes, California Governor Gavin Newsom and wildfire officials announced July 10 that approximately 3,500 fires have occurred so far this year, burning about 207,000 acres. "We are already experiencing a disproportionately high number of acres burned," Mr. Newsom said during a press conference held in a hangar at McClellan Airport in Sacramento. "We're seeing this unsurprisingly, predictably because of all the rains. Heavy, late rains led to dangerous conditions across the state, with now dry grass in some areas as high as 5 feet contributing to fast-spreading fires," he said. Forecasts for dry thunderstorms and lightning strikes in the Sierra Mountains this weekend could also pose a significant risk, according to the governor. "Lightning is not our friend," Mr. Newsom said. While the number of fires in 2024 represents a decline from the 3,800 average by this time of year since 2019, acreage burned is significantly higher than the approximately 40,000 typically seen by early July, according to state and CAL FIRE officials. Currently, there are 17 active fires of over 10 acres in the state. The largest is the Lake Fire, in Santa Barbara County, which started July 5 and has burned, thus far, nearly 29,000 acres. As of July 10, the fire was only 16% contained. In the past 24 hours, 44 new fires ignited, according to CAL FIRE Chief Joe Tyler, with another 227 starting between July 4 and July 5. He said 95% of all wildfires are caused by humans and advised Californians to use caution when operating lawnmowers, weed eaters, chainsaws, leaf blowers, and other equipment that can cause sparks. "We are not just in a fire season, but we are in a fire year," Mr. Tyler said during the press conference. Abnormally high temperatures cresting triple digits in many areas, combined with high winds, are also creating fire risks, he said. While officials said no lives have been lost, and the number of structures burned has been minimal, two lives were later confirmed lost Wednesday afternoon by the Mendocino County Sheriff's Department. The incident happened on July 8 in a wildfire north of Covelo in Northern California. A burn pile grew out of control, and 68-year-old Dagmar Stankova died attempting to extinguish the blaze with a water hose, while another person, yet to be identified, died when a nearby structure burned, according to a Sheriff's Department press release. The governor said the state's fire suppression efforts include the largest air fleet in the world. "It employs advanced technology, including Black Hawk helicopters which can safely fly at night to conduct operations. And while not in operation yet, C-130 airplanes provided by the federal government last year are being retrofitted to help the state control fires by dropping retardant. One is near completion and is expected to be ready this fire season, five more are planned for next year, and all seven will be available for use by 2027, Mr. Newsom said. Additionally, hundreds of cameras are installed on mountaintops across the state, powered by artificial intelligence to help crews monitor and quickly identify wildfires. Seeking to mitigate fire danger, the state's newly passed budget includes $2.6 billion to help manage forests and improve defensible spaces by removing dead trees and brush across the state. The governor also pointed to climate change and the burning of fossil fuels as a contributing factor to wildfire risks. "There is nothing typical. We're experiencing unprecedented record heat, and over again. Record-breaking experiences," Mr. Newsom said. "Those realities, those extremes, are here, present every day in the great state of California. Californians can learn more about how best to prepare for wildfires, including how to develop emergency plans for families and pets, at ready.ca.gov.